ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय। देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो व्हाट इज इट दैट यू लाइक टू हियर टुडे? आई वेंट टू उत्तरकाशी। सो how many of you know where Uttarkashi? Uttarkashi is in Himalayas, number one. It is in Uttarakhand state. So we call it as UK. It is 180 kilometers from Rishikesh. You have to go from here to Dehradun by train or flight. And they have to go by road afterwards. It is 180 kilometers from there on the Gangotri road. And it takes almost 6 hours to reach there. Because it's all mountain, no? So you minimum 5 hours and to 6 hours it takes. And then beyond that, if you go 90 kilometers, then you go to Gangotri. And Gangotri is a place where Mother Ganga begins. Ganga River begins. It is freezing cold there. Even now also it is freezing cold. So cold that when you brush your teeth, you can't gargle. It's too difficult to gargle also. And later on, it is only snowing there. Now also, when I was there, it was snowing there. Very cold. So it's such Gangotri road is there. So on the road, Uttarkashi comes. Uttarkashi is like North Kashi. And Dakshin Kashi is Pandharpur. Pandharpur. Dakshin Kashi is called Pandharpur. Varanasi is Kashi. Kashi itself is Varanasi. Banaras. So original Kashi is in UP, like Banaras. North Kashi is Uttar Kashi in Himalayas. And South Kashi is called Pandharpur. South Kashi is Pandharpur, Dakshin Kashi. So I was telling yesterday to the staff in the hospital, in the afternoon program, that Himalaya is a divine place, extremely divine. Anybody of you gone to Himalayas? It's an amazing place. Once in life, one must go. You may not go to all the holy places, but Himalaya itself is an experience. To see the greenery, to see the river which is flowing there. How many rivers you have seen in life? In Kerala, to river is river. Yeah, but you are from Goa, you are from my hometown, I know. So, but any river you have seen? Which river you have seen?
Ganga.
You have seen Ganga?
Mayapur.
Yourself?
In
Suvarna. Yourself, any river? Anybody has any river? You can... Narmada, Gujarat, or? Godavari. Nashik Yatra, Chandrabhaga, Pandharpur. Which river you have seen?
Ganga.
in life? Yamuna. Yamuna, sir. But you see, when I am asking this simple question, the majority answer is no, we are not seen in river. That means such a common thing in life, river, you know. It's so rare now. But even existing rivers also are becoming thin and dried up. Mumbai mein toh you see ocean, but no river. And Mutha river is there, it's like gutter only basically. And Vaitarna ke liye you have to go out of Bombay. Near our farm, we have Vaitarna river. Very nice river. You can see even the bottom of the river. So clean water is there. Near our farm, Gordon farm, where we have Amarapur hospital is there, no? Just near that, Vaitarna river is there. From where all Bombay water supply takes place. So, it is explained in Kali Yuga that as and when Kali Yuga will progress, the rivers will become narrow, narrow, narrow and disappear in the course of time. And whatever river will exist remaining, they will be all contaminated, dirty, arsenic, this, that, stool, urine, sewage will be added in that. And there will be holy river water will be used for commercial purposes, industrial purposes like that. And people will wash their clothes and buffaloes and everybody and everything, they will make it dirty like that. But you see, Ganga, for example, it's like ocean only. It's only the, it's flowing, that's why it's river. It's so big. In Rishikesh, when I came down, it's like so big. It's like, I don't know, this building is very close by. Double the building. I don't know how much, maybe the main road from here. So much big is the width of Ganga. It's like when I come inside the P.V. Doshi hospital, I came by the road, now straight inside. You go all the way again back to the left turn, till that much is the river bed. Meters, 500 meters. And it is flowing with speed of 80 kilometers per hour. So the world's best swimmer cannot swim in this. Why they can swim in ocean? Ocean doesn't move. Ocean is steady. So you can swim. English Channel, this ocean, that ocean, you know, Pacific Ocean, surfing, all you can do. The ocean is only a little bit moving in the near the bank. But inside, ocean is just only moving like this. It's not flowing. But in the Ganga River, Yamuna River, nobody can swim. However expert you are, you can only go from here to here. It's hardly 3 feet. That also is moving fast, but it's just shallow, so only your ankles are deep, so you are okay. You can still take bath or whatever. You go a little bit beyond, and if you happen to slip, then the water is freezing cold. So however good swimmer you are, you can't swim only, because your body becomes frozen like a wood. And it just takes you like anything. And it, when it takes you, it will dash you against the rocks and everything on the way, and you, God knows what will happen. So I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm telling you, the real river is like this. Such clean water is there, no? Anywhere you can get down the car and drink the water. Most sweet, full of all the minerals, and absolutely sweet and clean and clear water. You can drink as much as you want, wherever you want, and stop. There are, when you go to Himalayas, there are so many falls coming on the road. While you're going, you can stop, wash your hands and feet, take bath, drink water, fill your bottles. So beautiful water, na, that no bisleri, nothing can match with that. So sweet it is, so sweet. And further you go, the colder and colder water comes. Then in the distance you see a big fall, falling down. Then 3, 4, 5, 6 streams together, getting down the water. It's just misty. It's going, going like this. I went on Gangotri on top, na? One Sunday I went. Something like a 6th floor building, if water is falling, plus it is flowing on the 6th floor with 80 kilometer speed or 90 kilometer speed. And then it is like falling down. If you stand there, na? All the bones will break broken. Such a force is there. Put your hand like that in water, it get fractured. So much speed is there. It's falling from such height. But it's crystal clear. You stand there, you feel cold. It's like water is
everywhere.
And brownish yellow stones are there. Such beautiful atmosphere is there. You can't just leave that place. You just sit there. That beautiful sound is coming. Nothing is noisy there. Although sound is constantly going on. There's no time when there's free of sound. In Bombay, if you something is something going on, you can't sleep only. You can't talk also. But there 24/7, all the time, there is constant buzzing sound of Ganga, dashing against the rocks. And you never get tired and never get sick because of that. It's simply so pleasurable. So you can see the glory of the creation of God. And this is also still flowing. If you go further up, it's falling only. It's not flowing. It's falling. So when we went in 1987, first time, we were told that we should take bath in the beginning of Ganga. So how can you take bath in this? It's like such a sweet, such a speed is there. Ice cold water. So what we did, each doctor held the hands of the doctor who is going in the water, two hands, and they will just let him inside and they will pull him out. And by the time, it's like 2-3 seconds only, you push him in the water, two people are holding two hands and pull him out. By the time he comes out and he takes towel in hand, nothing he can feel. He's only mopping. He doesn't know what is he mopping. No sensation is there. It's like cold and completely sensationless. It takes about 10 minutes to come back to the sensation. And that kind of bath we have taken. The quickest possible bath in the river. Another time also we took bath in Alaknanda river. There are, in Ganga comes, it has got maybe hundreds of tributaries, different names. Alaknanda, Bhagirathi, Ganesh Ganga, Jad Ganga, Kedar Ganga. So many names are there. And there is one is blue, one is light green, one is purple, all kinds of color. Take the water in the hand is like transparent, no color. But if you see from distance, it is blue color. The blue is mixing with light green. You have to just see there. And like you are on top, something like 2000 feet tall height. And from there you are watching down. And so pure stone mountain. Only stone, one stone, which is 1000 feet big. And down somewhere Gangaji is flowing like this. The sound is coming to the ear. And then far distance that another Ganga is coming like this. This is going to meet here. And then they go ahead from there. And there's some turbulence over there. It's so beautiful actually. So nice. Weather is so good. The day I went, it was raining all the time. So I saw clouds moving like this. Just moving like this. I took pictures, photographs and video also. The cloud is like a train, no sir? It's just moving like this. Across the mountain, just next to us. There's a river there down. And this side is a fall. This fall is getting down in the river. The Gangotri we went is a pure rock mountain. There is no, only pure rock. So you can't build much buildings there unless you get a matti. So I woke up at 4 o'clock and I thought it's so cold actually. I wish I could take river bath, but it's so cold to go out. But in the room I started brushing and doing gargling. It's like everything was like freezing. But I said lifetime opportunity. So I took cold water bath from bucket. And I got so fresh, you know. It's like current was flowing in the body. And I did yoga in the morning, 4:30. And I did chanting from 5 to 7. And as soon as it became sunny, I left at 6 o'clock. I went to that fall, where it's called as Suryakund. It becomes a pond actually. It's a river only, but somewhere, some point of time it just collects there. And then again starts flowing. It's like, it falls down, stays for 2 seconds and again is moving. But it's something like collection of water, big collection of water. And that is where it is supposed to be the place where Lord Shiva received Ganga on his head. Because Ganga said, if I come to earth, my speed will be so much that I will flood the earth only and earth will be washed off. सपोज आई पुट टेक अ बिग पाइप होस पाइप एंड आई पुट ऑन दिस ग्लास, द ग्लास विल गो ना. सो भाई दिस इज अर्थ एंड गंगा इज कमिंग. द गंगा सेयर की माई स्पीड इज सो मच द होल अर्थ विल बी लाइक अ बॉल विल बी टेकन अवे. सो वॉट इज द यूज, अर्थ शुड बी शेडी ना वेर आई कैन फ्लो ऑन द अर्थ. सो समबडी हैज टू बी कॉल्ड टू टेक द अर्थ, रिड्यूस द स्पीड एंड रिलीज द गंगा विथ लेसर स्पीड. लेसर मीन्स 80 किलोमीटर, 100 किलोमीटर्स बाय दैट. सो हु कैन बी द पर्सन? नो बडी, नो देवता, नो डेमी गॉड कैन डू दैट. सो दे थॉट ऑफ लॉर्ड शिवा. सो देन अगेन तपस्या फॉर लॉर्ड शिवा टू प्लीज हिम. ही वॉज प्लीज्ड, ही केम अप, येस वॉट आई कैन डू इज इट प्लीज एक्सेप्ट गंगा ऑन यू. इज आई एक्सेप्ट हर इन माई हेयर, ओपन माई हेयर एंड एक्सेप्ट हर, कैच हर एक्चुअली, कंटेन हर एंड देन आई विल रिलीज हर. सो दैट इज अ प्लेस वेर लॉर्ड शिवा रिसीव्ड गंगा एक्चुअली एंड फ्रॉम देर ही रिलीज गंगा एंड दैट्स कॉल्ड सूर्य कुंड. एंड टूडे ऑल्सो वेन देर इज विंटर सीजन एंड देर इज लेस वॉटर नेचुरली बिकॉज इट्स ऑल बिकम्स आइस ना. And in summer, if the ice melts, the river becomes flooded. But in winter, it becomes narrow and small, little bit, not very much narrow, but little less than before. And when the water level goes down, there is, you can see Shivalingas in the bottom of the pond. And as and when you remove, whenever you remove, more Shivalingas are coming up in that, naturally. Like in Gandaki River in Nepal, Shaligram Shila is just being produced there. Whenever you get down the water, you can bring Shaligram Shila to worship. There are people who go down underwater and bring Shila and give it to you. So like that, as Shaligram Shilas are naturally being formed under the river of Gandaki, Shivalingas are naturally being formed under that pond called Suryakund. And then after that, there is Gauri Kund, which is another kund, which is next to that. Deep inside the rock, you can see from top. All adbhut. That's not the end. 20 kilometers from that place is Tapovan. It's full of ice. Walk only. There's no car going there. Tapobhumi. And uska again 19 kilometers if you walk, then further Gomukh is there. Gomukh means only of ice. One like pipeline is. If you imagine pipeline, it's throwing the water like this. Something like that from the mountain of ice, some water flow is coming. And that is finally becoming river. That's for Gomukh, the ultimate entrance of Ganga. And Gangotri is like, can't describe to you further. It's only divine. And if you have a camera, if you take thousands of pictures of one scene, you will not be satisfied. You feel ki I should take more. Such a beautiful sight. Everywhere there is only beauty and beauty and beauty. While in cities, everywhere you see dirt and everything is like messy, dusty, crowded, and everybody is so unhappy, frustrated, disturbed, not peaceful. There if you go, immediately you feel peaceful. When there is a sound of Ganga, different birds are coming, chirping in the morning, see in the sky, different scenes are there. Morning, evening, afternoon, sunrise, sunset. Only beauty is there. And you get cultural shock when you come back. And you see crowds and jhopadpattis and dirt and gutter and nali everywhere. That's why in the ancient times, people would spend lot of time there. And sadhus and rishis and tapasvis would go and stay there for years together in the mountains, caves, eat roots and just meditate for the whole day. And in olden times, the ritual was such that suppose you are married and you have children and they are grown up now. They are also married and you are also old, elderly, and all duties are over, husband and wife are free now. So then they will go for Chardham Yatra. Chardham means Badrinath, Kedarnath, Gangotri, Yamunotri. But the rule was that they would walk. And it may take sometimes 1.5 months to reach. Just walking. And then walking from Gangotri to Badrinath, from walking to Kedarnath, from there to Yamunotri. Each and every place is like 12 hours drive today. If today you want to go from Uttarkashi to Badrinath, it is 5 a.m. to 8 PM in the evening you have to keep driving only. Then 8 PM you take a halt and you wake up, and next morning you are in Badrinath. All those distances they would walk. So that is why when they would leave the home, nobody had a guarantee that they'll come back. Because either they will die of disease or dehydration, or some tiger will eat them, or you know, anything will happen. No? Landslide will come, or ice glacier will come, and you may crush under that. So that's why they would just do their bye-bye in such a way that Papa is not going to come back again. And if somebody comes back, then he's worshipped in the whole village. It has gone all the way, walked all the way, had darshana all the way, and he has come back alive. So he's most worshipable. That's how it was. Only walking. Imagine. And today also, when you go by bus, it's like minimum 15 days you have to go. You cannot just otherwise go only there, because all time you are traveling only. But in Badrinath, you stay one day there and again you are traveling for 2 days. Then you go to Jamunotri, again 1.5 days, again traveling for 1.5 days. It's like you are traveling most of the times and staying for less time at night time. Still, 15 days is minimum. You have to really see everything properly, understand everything, meditate, pray. But even then, you are not walking, right? Little bit walking. But Yamunotri, when you go to a particular point where you can stay, hotel, everything is there. So, after that point, you have to walk for 14 kilometers uphill. It may take 6 to 8 hours. Only you are climbing like this, then like this, and then like this, and then like this, and like this, and this. It's like only climbing only. You can climb properly, the proper walking road is there. But car cannot go, motorcycle cannot go. At the most, donkey or a horse can take you. Or dolly, they can carry you. That much walk is there. So I am telling all this to you because nowadays there are facilities. Now, pony can carry you, donkey can carry you, human beings can carry you, you can pay money. Or nowadays helicopter is there, you can also take helicopter. 2500 rupees for 10 minutes drive. Even then, when you come back, you are not the same person. The whole life perspective is changed. Himalaya has the power, the nature, the beauty and the divinity. When you go there for 15 days and spend time there, you only get heart transformation. Amazing, I tell you. People are just reeling only when they come back in Himalaya only. So beautiful actually. At one point of time, I went on top of one mountain of Himalayas. Somehow by the mercy of the Lord. It was only 12 kilometers away from my place, so I just drove there. And I went to the top of the mountain, and all the top of the mountains were at my level. Like this. I can see everybody is the same level. I did meditation there. This is what Lord Shiva's temple is there. Very divine temple on the top of the mountain. ऐसा लगा कि आई शुड नॉट कम बैक ओनली फ्रॉम देयर वाई शुड आई कम बैक स्टे देयर प्रे नाइसली सी द नेचर एक्सपीरियंस गॉड एंड डिविनिटी कनेक्ट विथ हिम इट्स मोस्ट वंडरफुल एक्चुअली एंड एवरी प्लेस इज लाइक दैट एवरी सिंगल प्लेस एंड इफ यू गो हाफ किलोमीटर 2 किलोमीटर 4 किलोमीटर वन ऋषिज हर्मिटेज कम्स दिस ऋषि हैज कमिटेड आई मीन परफॉर्म्ड ऑस्टेरिटीज पेनेंसेस देन यू गो फर्दर Then another rishi's place is there. He performed tapasya here. Another you go there, another rishi. So Parashar Muni, Janu Muni, Markandeya Muni, so many munis, one by one, this place where they performed tapasya and had God realization. Very beautiful. And when we study scriptures, we understand that Himalaya is Krishna himself. Krishna said, out of all the mountains, I am Himalayas. He said, after all the in all the rivers, I am Ganga. So two potent forms of the Lord, one in the form of mountain and one in the form of river, are both existing next to each other there. Wherever you go, there is mountain and there is river flowing like this. And sound. You go to Uttarkashi, go here, go travel to market, everywhere there is river. And there is place to take bath also. It's thrilling experience. Thrilling experience. And finally, we have to come down. We went to Rishikesh. River was so big. And for me, it was a little special because I have stayed for 1 year over there in my life with my family. And I was just married. In 1986, I got married. In 1988, my first daughter was born. With the newborn baby, we went to Rishikesh. And we stayed there in the ashram at the bank of Ganga for 1 year. I was just sitting in the bank of Ganga and remembering all my old days of walking around and doing kirtan, doing service, taking bath, speaking with Ganga. I used to speak with Ganga. And I have felt that she's not as waters. She's a mother actually. And she takes you in the lab and she responds to you. You can talk to her, you get answers, you'll get love, you'll get affection. Like how, suppose somebody beats your son in the play, in the ground somewhere, koi mara mari kiya. So he comes running to your lap and then you take him and you say, don't worry, beta, nothing happens, everything. So you feel so peaceful, mommy is loving me nicely. That kind of feeling you get when you sit in Ganga. She takes away all your miseries and all your troubles, anxieties and disturbances, and makes you very happy and peaceful. And you go inside her and come out very, very happy. And if you drink one glass of Ganga water every day, you will hardly get any disease in life. That power is there in water. Every day, just drink Ganga water. So in my filter, in my room in Uttarkashi, I was only drinking Ganga water for all the days. Khatam ho gaya, gallon bharke lane ka, filter mein dalenge. Why filter? Because there is some sand and stone particles and also. What a filter. So all my cooking was done in Ganga water, my drinking water was Ganga, bathing water was Ganga, everything was Ganga. Every day I would take bath in Ganga, go down and take bath, and then sit on the rock and pray. I request all of you that you have to go sometimes on the hill station of Himalayas to experience what is godliness, divinity, mercy of God, God's atmosphere. How you are welcomed when you go to Rishikesh and you climb mountains, start climbing, say welcome to Devbhumi, the land of God. Like you say Kerala also, no? What do you say? God's own country. So like that, there is a board, Devbhumi, as soon as you enter there. As we go further and further, you understand how it is really place of God. Hare Krishna. That place I went on the mountain, there is a story behind it, that there was a farmer who was plowing his field in the place of Uttarkashi. Uttarkashi is like a flat, you know, plain you can see. Not fully plain, but some plains are there. Civilization is already there, market is there, some plain, otherwise only mountain only, but some places you get some plain, there is some civilization, villages are there. So in that place one king was there, and farmer was ploughing his field, and to his plough, na, something came in between, the plough couldn't go ahead, so he just dug around it, and he went on digging, he found something stony, he went on digging, and a full size murti of Lord Shiva came out of there. Not Shivlinga, full Shiva, Lord, personality came out. So the farmer thought, I am a small man, Lord has come out. So he went and gave that to king, informed him, and king said, please take it, you are the king, you should have it, not me. So king accepted and king started worshipping Lord Shiva. After some time, Lord Shiva came in his dream and told, I want to go on the top of the mountain. So please make temple for me on top of mountain. There was no road, now nice road is there. Somehow the king arranged, maybe bullock carts, I don't know what, how he did. He made the temple on the topmost area of the mountain. That's where we went to see. It's called as Kandara Devata, Vimaleshwar Mahadev. Very beautiful. And also the weapons of Pandavas were there in the temple. some weapons. So we took darshan there. And only last 2 years back, there was Jwalamukhi, volcano, in that village. And all the rivers, all the mountain was melting actually. And then it cooled down. That place also I saw. And in Uttarkashi, there one more place is there which I saw and I was so happy to see. You must have heard the story, no? That Pandavas were sent to one forest and they made a house of lakh. You know lakh? Lakshagruha. Lakh means it's an inflammable item. Red color wax, item. Wax nahi. It's a jwalanshil padartha. It can get, if you light a match, na, it will just go ablaze. You've seen the olden lifafa envelopes of post, they used to put red color seal. That is called lakh. Lakh. L-A-C. So that color, that kind of, that material ka hi ghar banaya tha, Duryodhan ne. Ki aap jao, chutti pa jao, vacation manao, jungle mein, natural area mein. And he had a plan to burn the house in the night when they would sleep. That was the plan actually. When they'll go peacefully, nicely. It's like this building, like very beautiful building, many houses inside, many rooms, many halls and kitchens and all those things. Very beautiful palace he made, only of the lakh. And then you can't see from outside, it's lakh. But anybody from anywhere in the corner just puts a match on that, the whole house will go on fire. So when they'll go to sleep in the night, after enjoying the whole day, he will tell his person to blow it off. That was the plan. So they were all wondering why Duryodhana is so friendly and so courteous and telling them, please go, enjoy. I made a house for you. Something wrong there. But they couldn't figure out what is wrong. And they went also. Who went? Five brothers, and that time they were not married. Draupadi was not there. Mother Kunti was there. So they were all forced to go to village. So they went there and went in the palace and stayed looking here and there. Amazing palace, you know, it's unusual. They ate everything. And then there was a plan that let them enjoy for 2-3 days. So they can just get relaxed. First day, 2 days, like a little anxiety maybe there. So let them settle down. When they settle down, they're very, 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 very peaceful, then we'll burn the house. So in between, Vidura, his uncle, he had heard about this plot. He knew everything, what the plan was. So what he did, he said that he sent one person. While living also, he gave a message. Just like I'm talking to you, suddenly he spoke one line that when there is fire, the snakes are safe because they go underground in a tunnel, in a bill mein jaate hain. So whenever there is a fire, if someone takes shelter under the ground in the bill, then he will be saved. ऐसा मैसेज देके भेज दिया, उनको समझा नहीं कुछ, कैसे क्यों बोल रहे हैं फायर स्नेक एंड टनल, समझा नहीं उनको. पर जब मेडिटेटिंग की व्हाई अंकल सेड दिस, समथिंग इज देयर, दे डिडंट अंडरस्टैंड. आफ्टर 2-3 डेज टाइम, वेयर एवर दे वर स्टेइंग इन जंगल, दैट प्लेस विदुरस मैसेंजर केम एंड ही सेड, आई हैव बीन सेंट बाय विदुरा एंड दिस फायर इज हाउस इज गोइंग टू बी बर्नड, यू आर गोइंग टू डाई. So I have come here, I am an expert in making surang, that is called as tunnel, to dig tunnel in the underground, and I will take tunnel out. It is today also 30 kilometers tunnel is there. That time how many kilometers, who knows. So from that house, he started digging the earth and he dug all the way for where I was staying, 30 kilometers. And then there is a cave is opening there, from there they came out. So Pandava said ki, how do we know that you are the right person? How do we believe that you are not the person from Duryodhan? You are cheating us. So he spoke the same line which Vidura spoke as a code word. To understand, because that line was spoken by Vidura only to Pandavas or nobody to listen to that. And Vidura knew that they may doubt him, that you may be the man of Duryodhan only. You may cheat us. So how will you prove that I am the right man? So he speak this line to them. And then they'll know, okay, this line only me, us, and Vidura knows. And this person knows, that means Vidura has sent him. So he speaks this line. When there is fire, the rats and the snakes are safe because they are underground. So they believed him. And he was like an express tunnel maker. He was like, day and night, without eating, sleeping, he made that tunnel. Buyar. Not like crawling buyar. Big, like this. You can walk inside. You can run also. You can take a horse also inside. That kind of tunnel he dug. Single person. Because he couldn't get an army. He said, log lago, 15 minute mein kar do, aisa nahi. But alone he worked. And then finally, the night, what did he do? Pandavas, they called one old tribal lady and her five sons, somebody they caught who had five sons and one old lady. And they called them for party. Please come. And they gave them alcohol, meat and everything. And all these five men and their mother, they got totally intoxicated. So they were drinking and drinking and drinking only. And that time, when they were in fully drunk condition, these five brothers and mother left in the night, middle of the night. And then after they left, after a long time, the brother's man came and put the fire. So what are you thinking? That one old lady and five brothers are dead. Because they were like totally burnt in the whole thing. So Duryodhana was very happy that the plan is successful. I burnt them. And here Bhima took, he had how many people with him? Four brothers and one mother. So five people. So he put mother and elder people on the shoulder. Two brothers and mother and two brothers on the hand. He lifted them and he ran with them. Can you believe this? How much strength he was there. He was not walking. He was like, he was lifting five people and running, and the fire was coming behind him. So he told the fire god that I will give you 100 people to eat by burning. Still the fire was coming. He said, I'll go 100 more people to you. So three times he promises fire, and the fire stops coming. The fire was coming all the way from the palace inside the tunnel, chasing them. Then they ran and they came out at one place, and that is in Uttarkashi. From ground they came up. And some boatman was waiting for them from Vidura. He took them away from there. So that place I saw this time. I was not knowing. Suddenly I was crossing from market. I said, what is this? So that is the place where Pandavas were coming out. I said, where is that place then? It's 30 kilometers from here. So next time I'll go there. They also, not the, of course the palace is burnt, no, it's not there anymore. But the place where the palace was, and the tunnel began, that place is there. It's called Lakha Mandapa. No, Khandav. What I told you? Laksha Guru. Why are you mixing Khandav one with this Leela? Khandav is place where Delhi is today. Where Arjuna, Pandava said that we should get something as a share. So all that jungle land which is banjar, that is absolutely infertile land, useless land, they gave to Pandava, Salvalelo. Full of jungle, you can't grow anything there like that. So Krishna went and burnt that fire. And then he called his architect and he built a beautiful city called Indraprastha. And then invited the Kauravas to have inauguration party. Khandavaprastha is now Indraprastha. That is on the land and Delhi. And this is all in Himalayas. And further they went from there, and that time they were incognito. What is the meaning of incognito? Bes badalke, adnyat. Because for the world they have died, na? They burnt. Full body is charred, so we can't make out who's Kunti, who's. But one lady and five men you can make out. So everybody thought they died. Even Kauravas celebrated their death. They enjoyed, they said, put a party also. And some people were crying, like Bhishma Dev and everybody. So where did they appear afterwards? They went for Draupadi Swayamvar, Panchal Desh. And there they were like mendicants, not their normal Vesha. I mean, Arjuna won the competition, Matsya. That time it was revealed that they are alive. And they came back home with wife. Yes, sir. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. So my request to all of you is that in this lifetime you should go once to Himalayas.